Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. August 5th, noon, that is Wednesday, the day before the Bridgestone Invitational World Golf Championship from the famed South Course at the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, scene of many, many wonderful championships, PGA championships, of course, the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational for a number of years now. And we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Barracuda Championship, which is in the Montreal, Reno, Nevada area. And that is basically a secondary event, but it's a huge event because guys are trying hard to get into the FedEx Cup, and there's a lot of great players in the event. We'll also talk a little bit about last week's event, the Quicken Loans, with a new champion and a strategy for your game. But let me start out right now by talking about last week's event, the Quicken Loans. Tiger Woods was in the event. It is his invitational event. 120 men went to the gate on Thursday morning, and Troy Merritt won his first ever PGA Tour event. And he did it playing some really stellar golf, fabulous shot making, particularly when he most needed it on Sunday. Troy Merritt now gets into this week's Bridgestone Invitational. He was scheduled to play at Reno. Check that off the list. I'm now going to Akron, and he's in that tournament. He will also play next week in the PGA Championship, and he has never played in a major, so that's interesting. And we kind of think of Troy Merritt as a veteran, pretty accomplished player, just short of 30 years old. You never know what lightning will strike. He had missed his prior five cuts. The talent on the PGA Tour is as deep as it has ever been, and we are seeing it right now manifest itself with guys like Troy Merritt. A lot of first-time winners are in this event and will be in the PGA for the first time. Okay, in fact, I want to go over something else I want to do on today's show. I've got a what I call like the Dirty Dozen, and it's a dozen players who have never won a major. This is my personal list, who have never won a major, who are all entered this week at the Bridgestone. And we'll see what happens with these gentlemen as they go into the final major next week. By the way, Rory McIlroy was scheduled, according to Reuters, to play a practice round this Saturday at Whistling Straits. His management team has sort of waffled on that, in a sense, denied the fact that that is fact. So we'll see if he's ready to play. If he can't play a practice round this weekend, he probably isn't going to be able to play in the golf tournament. You have to be ready to play the weekend before in most cases. Then he'd have, you know, another 4 or 5 days to get ready. But you're not going to get ready. I'm not ready and then, okay, now I'm ready overnight. I don't think it works that way. Here is my current Dirty Dozen. Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Matt Kuchar, Brant Snedeker, Hunter Mahan, Ricky Fowler, Billy Haas, Patrick Reed, Sergio Garcia, Jimmy Walker, Lee Westwood, and Henrik Stenson. Now, that may or may not agree with yours. That's fine. You can email me, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bobgeismar.com with your Dirty Dozen. Love to hear from you. I'll get back to you as I always do. I get back to everybody within a day or two of getting your email. So if you have, you agree with me, disagree. By the way, that was not in any particular order. That was just my list of what I call the Dirty Dozen, the guys who have fought hard to win a major but have yet to accomplish it. And boy, I'm excited about next week at Whistling Straits, but much more next week about Whistling Straits. Now I want to get on to the Bridgestone Invitational. 77 men will tee it up tomorrow as I said, at the famed Firestone Country Club, the South Course, at in Akron, Ohio. 14 of them are major champions. Here's a few of the groups that I have my eye on. Brant Snedeker with David Lingmuth. Lingmuth had a great run last week. Charles Schwartzel will be playing with Mark Leishman. Jason Day and Ricky Fowler. Pretty interesting there, huh? Ricky, of course, and Jason are in that group. Paul Casey just missed out on my top 12. He'll be playing with Billy Haas. Bubba Watson with Dustin Johnson. How far can we hit the ball? Keegan Bradley with Marcel Siem. And Martin Keimer, who won 5 years ago at Whistling Straits, is playing with Adam Scott. That's a few of the groups I'm looking for. And just below that, at 10:55, Sergio tees it up with Patrick Reed. Billy Horschel, by the way, just missed out on that group as well. Okay, that is a quick preview. I'm going to have my picks on that event. I will also have picks on the Barracuda, which is taking place, as I said, in Reno. A very important event for a lot of players trying to accumulate as many FedEx Cup points. Keep your card and get into the FedEx Cup to play at the end of the year. Okay, now for my strategy. Keys to your game. Understanding your own game. Making physical notes. Writing things down. Keys to your game. Keys to keeping yourself on track. Keys to not letting you have something go awry in the round and then you can't get back on track. We need to be able to do this on our own. Remember, you're your own player coach, so talk a lot to yourself out loud. There is a technique that I'm now discussing with you that I don't think anyone has ever discussed in a public manner as I am right now. I would say figure out your keys that may things that may go wrong and write them down on an index card. Like a pamphlet of index cards, take them with you to the golf course. And when things on a certain part of your game are going awry, read the index card during your round. We want to get you right back on track. And that's a helper. It's a system. It's part of the process to get you back on track so that you don't lose a whole round of golf or lose five or six holes in the middle of the round till you figure it out. That's not what you want. If you have a bad hole or two, of course, anyone can and will. What I want you to do, though, the index card environment will get you back on track because you can read, okay, I'm hooking the ball, I'm slicing the ball, I'm not hitting the ball straight. Any kind of keys that's going wrong with your game, write it down as to what will get you back on track. And that is my strategy for you today. Use index cards. Keep this thing very physical in nature, very visual in nature, because golf is a very visual game, obviously. Okay, now I'm going to give you my picks for the Barracuda event, which, again, is taking place this week in Reno. Gorgeous setting at the Montreux Country Club. Just outside of Lake Tahoe. I've got Tim Petrovic, who's a two-time champion of that event, so he has to feel good on that golf course. Robert Garrigues wins his first event, and Andres Gonzalez would win his first event. So I've got Tim Petrovic, Robert Garrigues, and Andres Gonzalez. And my picks in the 77-man field, without Tiger, by the way, we didn't mention that. No Tiger Woods, not even close. He will play next week at Whistling Straits, of course, but he is not in this event for the first time that he's not qualified to even play in the event. I've got Louis Oosthuizen, Jordan Spieth, and Matt Kuchar. I've got Oosthuizen, Spieth, and Kuchar. Matt hasn't played great golf lately, I think, that he has in the past played very, very well here. Jordan Spieth, by the way, will be paired with Zach Johnson, the past, all the containers of the three majors this year. And, of course, next week, the huge event, the final major of the year, is the PGA Championship from Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin. It'll be the third time in 12 years that the PGA has gone to Whistling Straits. And don't forget the bunkers. Everything is a bunker. Okay, we won't get into that right now. That is my show. Let me know what your Dirty Dozen is. Let me know your picks in the event and anything else that you want to discuss with me. I'm available. It's Bob at BobGeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So until next week, Bob Geismar, One Thought Golf, Blog Talk Radio, saying so long for now.